everybody. I'd like to call this meeting to order and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any public comments or announcements?
I've got one. I just want to let you guys know that July is going to be Parks and Recreation Month. And so on the first city council meeting, which will be July the 2nd, they'll do a proclamation. So if any of you guys want to come, and we'll have a picture made. But we're going to have July as Parks and Recreation Month. It's a national thing. And so the city will do a proclamation for that.
Nice. What time at...
At the 5:30, the city okay. City council meetings, the first one, and it'll be July the 2nd at 5:30.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. July the 2nd, 5:30. Okay. Any other announcements? No comments? All right. We'll move on to the regular agenda items, starting with agenda item 4.1, discussion and possible action to approve the May 21st, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
I'll second. Okay. Kathy seconds.
Thank you.
All right.
Vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Then we move on to agenda item 4.2, discussion and possible action to approve the absences of Park Committee members Susan Francis, Laurie Coker, and Travis Kaiser. From the regular meeting on May 21st, 2025.
Were you notified?
Mm-hmm.
I so approve.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So agenda item 4.3, update and discussion regarding city parks maintenance. Ms. Huffman.
Okay, I didn't bring you, Debbie Huffman, Parks and Recreation Manager. I didn't bring you guys any pictures last time, and I felt bad. So I thought, let's get these guys credit for all the hard work they've been doing. And we've had a lot of things going on right now. Y'all can see that on your screen, can you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so starting out with John L. Tompkins Park. I wrote some notes down here, too.
Oh, that's so?
Yeah, they kind of got it really clean. There was some of the tar actually kind of made it into some of the parks, and so they were washed them down really good. And we've got some great blooms out there on some of the trees that we've planted, and they are doing really well. Our electrical project there at John L. Tompkins Park, we got the lights underneath the basketball, and they're functioning, and we've got an electrical outlet out there. And actually, that really came in handy because this Saturday was National Go Skate Day, and there was an event out at the park, and they called me at 4 and were like, hey, we need some electricity. And I said, it's on the pole. And I got them an extension cord, and they were able to use it for their DJ, and we got it all set up. So it was just in the nick of time because that got finished really on Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I think it's going to be a really nice feature, and the lights that are underneath there are on a timer. And so you can click those going. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great addition to the park. And now that we've got some electrical out there, we can look at adding some stuff for the skate park. And going forward with that, but that was a long time in the coming. But I think it really does. I think it's a really great addition.
I have a question, real quick.
Perfect.
Does the addition of those lights under the canopy extend the hours of the park, or are they still shutting it down at dusk or sunset?
It's still at dusk. That's something that we can bring up with this committee, and we need to get with the police department because the police department is the one that closes that up
right for
us. So we want to make sure that we can coordinate with them and find out a good time and bring it to this committee. And it might even have to go to city council due to that it's in our park ordinance where it's like from dawn to dusk. Water Tower Park and some of the other parks don't open and close because they don't have, they're not fenced off. So I'll do some research on that, but it is, that is one of the reasons why we added that stuff. And also for some safety. You know, we've had some people that have been in the park late at night and they've had to go and kind of get them run out of there. But if we have, you know, that little bit of extra lighting, that might help us with some security as well. But that is something for the future that we can bring back to the committee. But that would need a committee and further vote on the timing.
Thank you.
Are they on? Are the lights on all night, or do they?
No, they're on a timer. So okay. It's like a dial, kind of. And so, and the dial is over on the. Let me get my directions. South.
Right.
West.
Probably a one.
The southwest corner.
Southwest corner.
And there's a flip, and it's like a 60-minute timer, and you can still, you know, click it on. I was out there the other day in the day, and I turned them on.
You're burning our electricity.
Just for a second. Just for a picture.
She got excited. She was doing dee, 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 dee.
But it was when they called me from, I didn't know exactly where that electrical unit was, so now we've got it.
Add that to next month's agenda?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Okay.
If we can add it.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
And if y'all could email me that, that's always good to have it in email because, you know, it's a long time.
Is it possible to have a motion so that if there are people maybe sleeping there, jumping the fence or whatever and sleeping, it would come on or no? Not.
It doesn't have that capability right now, but I can probably.
All the other ones are on.
All the other ones are on. The ones that are around the walking track do have that. They have a motion sensor. Okay.
Set up that if someone wants to use it, they can use it for a set minute amount of time, and then it turns off.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And because that's such a big, it's not that bright, but because there are the neighbors and stuff, we don't want it to be on.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it much would leave because of how that shape.
Because of the shape. Cool. It stays up underneath there. And going on to pickleball, pickleball's used all the time, and I want to make sure that you guys know that we have an agreement with the Isla Grande. They've really worked with the city really well during all of this construction of the museum. There's some parking spots along that fence there, if you can see at the bottom, and they've cut a gate through.
Oh, nice.
So that's really where people should park, and so it'll keep them away from that construction. And the pickleball community is really good about spreading the word and that kind of thing. And you can still get in there to park, but I think they're going to start doing some of that paving stones, so it might be blocked off. But the parking that they can utilize right now is right there at Isla Grande over there by the fence. Mm-hmm. And there's actually two fences that you can get through. This one that's cut through there in the middle, and then there's one at the west end.
Do they have a completion date in mind for that?
Not that I'm aware of. But I do know one of the things that started just within the last week, and you can see it in the picture, is they are breaking some ground and doing some site work for the restroom there. So they're going to...
That's a current photo?
That's a current photo.
Oh, nice.
It was just... I go to the 10th floor of the Isla Grande and look down. That was on Tuesday afternoon.
Nice.
That's where the restroom's going to be?
Huh?
Great shot.
Because the people that I talked to from the pickleball court think it's going to be the competition court.
Well, they thought
that was an original
for a while too, so things change.
Okay. So now in that area, it's going to be a restroom.
Nice.
And some landscaping.
Nice.
Landscaping, and then there'll be a fence that'll go across that front and down the sides.
Okay. Going to be bleachers so we can watch them all pickleball.
Well, that's something that we can think about for future. It's not in the actual current plan, but that's something that they might could look into.
Just get the orthopedic surgeons to pay for it.
Yeah, we were talking
about
that.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, have them put their names on the fencing.
Have you seen those videos?
Oh, I know. It's just crazy. Right. Well, it's the number one cause of injuries in older people.
Absolutely. All right, moving on to Butterfly Park. The guys went out there. We planted some fresh plants out there. Weeding is an issue out there. They keep it up, but with all this rain that we've had recently, the weeds are overgrown. So if you ever need an outdoor activity, go pull some weeds at the Butterfly Park. We did clean out one of the boxes, one of the community garden boxes, but by the end of by the end of next month, we'll pull all those out and we'll redraw again in August. And so we'll keep a little bit better eye on those this time. I think we just had bad timing in the springtime.
Can something be put down?
Huh? Did we ever get the approval for those instruments, the butterflies and the inchworm?
Yes, actually, at the last city council meeting, it was on consent agenda, and we had Lynn Tate donated the money for those, and so as soon as all of the finance stuff gets situated, but it was approved, so once I find out exactly the item number and everything, I'll get those ordered, and we'll get those put in, but we got the money for a caterpillar and two butterflies.
Well, and a group of Girl Scouts from Port Isabel would like to put a tiny library in the Butterfly Park as well. So that's something we're putting on the agenda for next month.
Cool.
Water Tower Park, you know, just current maintenance. And I think I mentioned the new water fountain in the last meeting, but there's a picture of it.
Nice.
And there a couple of the boards were came loose. And so they're constantly keeping up with that kind of stuff. And that's why I always encourage you guys to, if you see something in a park that needs to be fixed or, you know, utilize that PW Cares so that it can get taken care of right away. Somebody brought that to my attention, and they were on it within the hour. So the Turtle Park, the gazebo there at Turtle Park, we're doing a repair and a re-roof on that. The shingles were almost completely gone, and there was a lot of rot in there. So we've got a contractor in place, and they're working on that right now. I don't have a completion date, but they have started and seem to be moving along. And there's that pwcares@myspi.org. And utilize that because Adrian, the parks foreman, and the public works, if there's something on a road or anything like that, it's a great tool to utilize so that that you can get it taken care of. Yeah.
Have you had any responses from your publication or your request for comments regarding the parks?
That's down.
Next item. Yeah.
Okay. My favorite.
So any this other... questions or comments for Debbie regarding park maintenance?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for the great pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I realized that last month I was like, I didn't show y'all any pictures.
Well, so then now we're moving on to item 4.4, discussion and possible action to acknowledge the 2025 SPI park survey responses.
So there you go, Susan. There it is. One of the reasons why we got this put together, and I think we talked about it earlier in the year, is that the Texas Parks and Wildlife, when we apply for these grants, they like to have current information from citizens. And our information was from 2017. Wow. So ultimately what we'll do is take this information and add it and update our park master plan, which is in the chapter in the comprehensive plan. The grant that I'm trying to work on right now is due August the 1st, so I think our timing is going to be off on that. So what I'll do is I'll be able to submit our original plan and use this as an addendum and say, here's our current stuff. So we're looking for you guys to accept this information.
Do you need us to be commenting?
Sure. I mean, we've got that here. Let me show you what we've had. We had 122 total responses.
Oh, good.
We had it up from June 9th to June 20th. I actually left it up on the 21st and got another five. So I left it up a little bit longer because I told Amy, I said, until I have to make this the chart, anybody that wants
data.
To
yep.
get in there, we will. Most of the people were here on South Padre Island. They live here. Some own condos, and there was a wide variety of people that are here periodically, but most of the people that filled out the survey do live here on the island.
Oh, nice.
And most of the people utilize the parks.
Nice.
Then this was, which parks do you visit? Water Tower is always one of our top ones, but actually Butterfly was the one that most people said in the survey, but I think they just liked the picture that was there. But we've got, it was Butterfly, and then Water Tower Park, John L. Tompkins, Pickleball, and that was kind of the breakdown. None of that was very surprising. How often do you visit the park? Monthly, daily, weekly. So it's a pretty good spread. You know, we have a lot of people that are out there every day. We've got a lot of people that are here once a month or, you know, get out whenever they can on the weekends and that kind of thing. And then this was, what is your preferred feature in the park? And let me see. This, most of the people said that it was the nature and scenery. Nice. Was what they liked the best. Pickleball courts, the playground equipment, picnic areas, and skate park, and then the basketball. So it was kind of an even spread, but the landscape I thought was a surprising, but I think that might have kind of piggybacked onto some of the things that people that were responding about the convention center. That was just my take on that. But we as a department have really tried to do some plantings, and we try to keep up on those things. We don't have the big, vast space that other people do, but you know, we've done plantings at Butterfly, and I think people really like that. And we try to keep, you know, some stuff at John L. Tompkins Park. We had that planting last year, and most of those trees are doing really well. I really do like the olive trees that are in the back. They really do look nice with the white flowers.
Which is soccer or skate park, the red?
The bottom. It's the pink. It's this one right here, Amy.
I think it's that the one on this chart here. I think it's the skate park.
Yeah, the red. Is the skate, yeah.
So the soccer's the least.
Soccer
and the benches.
Oh, it's just one of those little slivers. They're just, yeah.
There's this little sliver.
That's the preferred feature.
Preferred feature, it said, okay, let's see. The skate park was 6 responses. Nature and scenery was 54. Pickleball courts was 18. Playground equipment, 18 mentions. Picnic area, 7 mentions. Basketball was 5. Could have been the way that could have been the way it was the question was asked, but I'm
asking how many for soccer.
How many for soccer? I don't have that in my notes, and I could.
It looks like that's about 15% for every one of those slivers, and there's what, 10 of them. 1.5% of the responses.
Yeah.
So.
Space
for 15%.
Is that 15%?
Right. So that whole chunk, right? And there's what, 10 of them in there?
12? 1%.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Amy's.
Precisely, right.
About the space allocated for
soccer.
Point, what'd you say, 1%?
Yeah, 1% is one of those slivers for soccer. That's the preferred reason.
But then you had to think about it as 1% of the people that filled out the survey.
Right.
And 42% of those people said it was nature.
I love that.
Okay. And what's the main reason you visit our parks? And that was relaxation and outdoor recreation. Bring your kids to play, and pickleball and basketball, and the picnic area. So all of the sports. We even got kind of a good little beach ball going there. Do you feel like the parks are clean? I think most people did. And there was a couple people that, you know, I mean, any given moment you go in a park, they're not going to always be perfect. But I do think our guys are really diligent about staying on the routine and getting out there and getting that clean. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's a great time to utilize the public works cares, because we can get somebody out there pretty quickly.
Perfect.
What improvements would you like to see in the parks? It looks like shade was the number one. Climbing out, Shane, the dog park, 27 people said dog park. Native trees was 24, lighting, and additional pickleball. So those were some of the additional features. And, you know, some of this insight is what we want to try to use to move forward with some of these projects like the dog park and pickleball and things like that.
Auditorium, yeah.
And add shade. I mean, anytime we can add shade, it is always going to be, it's going to help, you know, protect the people, but protect the elements that we have out there, because that sun just, you know, bleaches things out and deteriorates things so quickly. So
I love the fact that at Turtle Park, the shade, and I see it's used a lot for the people that are painting rocks and the people that, I mean, there's a lot of, when I go by there,
right.
I see people using it versus the Butterfly Park, you know, it's just a tiny little bit of shade, not really a gathering, but. appreciate
it. And Water Tower Park, too, I think Kathy mentioned it. It's like that's where everyone, like a lot of the workers will go out, and that's where they have lunch. They'll
eat their lunches,
They'll eat their lunch there and utilize the restroom.
Completely full at lunchtime from the workers, every table.
Those people, we'd get some really good responses about how much they enjoy our amenities, for sure.
Exactly. And that, you know, for a very small park, that is a really great one because it's got the restroom, mm-hmm. it's got shade structures and picnic tables and that kind of thing, so... I was pleased that we got 122 responses in a short period of time. You know, mm-hmm. I do think that you can definitely tell that our hot buttons in our city were utilized on this survey with the nature and the plants. But that'll give us legs to stand on to plant more plants in our parks.
Definitely.
Any other comments?
I would like to see this survey continue if possible, but through the summer we'd get more responses from visitors. So they're bringing insight that our residents won't have, or at least experiences from other communities that they could say, hey, this is great, but if you did this, this, and this with what you have, we might gain something.
Yeah.
You know, QR code and a laminated picture at a park, people can mm-hmm. scan that and fill that out really quickly.
You know, that might be a good idea. Like, this information is what we're going to probably try to utilize for this grant.
Right.
But we can maybe see if we can't use it as an ongoing working document. So
I'll
look into that. I'll see what we can do. Like, but for this particular thing, we're going to take this data that we've got so that we can add that to that.
That's
grant
what
process.
We need to approve of this data.
I think it's interesting we didn't see anything about the walking path at Thompson Park, because I go over there and I'm – every time I go over there, I see people on it. And if I walk my dog mm-hmm. on the beach most of the time, but you know, if we have a certain north wind or directly south wind, that sand whips you so bad that you can't walk on the beach. And that's when I usually go over to the Thompson Park. But I see people walking their dog and just walking for exercise over there on that walking sidewalk.
I think the walking track there is utilized a lot, because I get phone calls early in the morning a lot of times, it's not unlocked yet or whatever, because there's a group of ladies that do a lot of walking, and it's safe and it's cooler in the morning.
Right. They know the distance mm-hmm. and the distance is marked.
Exactly. So
it's like mall walking, only better.
it's a pleasant experience.
Exercise stations too, and I think it just depends on the people that decided to fill out the survey uh-huh. this time.
Yeah. Well, the exercise stations are not for old ladies, that's for sure. I mean, there's some hardcore things there, like, you know, there's no way those things that you jump from one place to another, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. The exercise little stations could be more user friendly across the ages.
Yeah. And I think some of the trainers and stuff that utilize some of that stuff, I have seen them where they modify things where you'll use those instead of jumping up on those boxes, you use them as a stretching tool and things like that. So there are some things, but you guys have to know your limits. no orthopedic surgeon visits, please.
Just put their name on the fence and we can get some money from them.
Banner every year.
You need an action on 4.4?
Yeah, would be good.
Yeah.
Motion to approve or accept or...
I'll second it.
There
we go.
Everybody.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Which brings us to agenda item 4.5, discussion and possible action to provide a recommendation to City Council regarding project submission for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Local Parks Grant 2026 for the revitalization of Water Tower Park.
Okay, well, we're just bringing this back again this year. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Grant opened on May the 1st, and the time for submission is August the 1st, so that's fast approaching. The one thing, I did go to a meeting with Texas Parks and Wildlife, and they gave me some feedback on our grant. When you look at this particular picture, where the climbing structure is over there on the L shape, back over in here, That particular property, all of this property here, can you see my little thing? The one that's from the bathroom over, that's owned by the water district. And so that kind of caused us a little bit of a thing with a grant. So what we're going to do, I think I added this slide. Hold on, let me find it. There it is.
Oh, cool.
We're going to apply for a grant for just this area, that because that's the area that the city owns. That's not saying that we can't fix that other part as well. We'll just have to get the city to pay for that part and work on that. But for grant purposes and grant funding, it needs to be park in perpetuity. And so because we own this, we are going to apply for a grant for just that part.
That it remains the park and it's not modified from what they approved and granted
yeah.
us. Yes, right.
Exactly. So perfect. Last time we did the whole area, and they said that it could have been one of the problems. One of the things that we want to do is make this all one level so that it's more accessible to all people, whether it's older people or younger people or wheelchairs or anything. Have it all one surface so that it's all one playing area. People can run and do some things, and then there's a little bit bigger.
Does that get hot? Because that looks like it would get really hot.
It does, but surprisingly not as hot as you would think.
Not as hot as sand.
Yeah, so true story, and you'd think it would.
Yeah, no, not even close to hot as
we're
the sand.
We're probably at our age limit on it, too.
They've been painted also. They used to be, like, maroon and some
no,
other.
No, they've just faded. yeah. They were maroon and blue and green. The colors are still there.
Oh, my, really?
But the colors are still there, but it's just over time they've sun faded. The paint's pretty much. But so to have that leveled, the site leveled, so not we can bring it up or whatever we need to do when we have somebody go out there and look at it, but to have it be all one level so there's not that step and replace the swings.
Love those things.
So here's the proposed plan for right now. Replace the swings, level out that ground, add a turf type situation, or maybe even the port in place. The port in place is a lot more expensive, but I know that we've seen some of the things that were space themed, and they're able to pour that in place and have a really neat solar system or something like that. That might be cost prohibitive, but we can always look into, you know, but just a new ground cover. Like we said, that's aged out and it's, you know, probably needs replacing.
Can you go, where's the shade? You mentioned that people, you've seen people having lunch there, I think.
Yeah. Picnic tables.
Picnic tables right
it's underneath. We have, there's 1, 2, 3 little gazebos. Do you see those?
Total.
There's 4?
Tables. Yeah, there's one under that tree you can't see that has a canopy too.
Right, okay.
And then there's one without a canopy. 3 with canopies and 1 without. So there's 4 tables.
Would it be wise, or like we did it for the basketball, to cover the whole area so people could enjoy it during the hot part of the day, or is that way
it's probably cost prohibitive. Okay. And it would also
second phase maybe later. But yes, agreed. We definitely would love to do that.
I was gonna say we were looking at the cost on this, like this particular grant would be $150,000 from Texas Parks and $150,000 from the city. Uh-huh. So a $300,000, and we are at that at this point. So, like, I was even looking, like, even some small shade structures to maybe.
Like those canvas, whatever, suspended
yeah,
with
to
the
to do
poles
something,
and stuff. Yes.
You know, over and through here to give you, you know, to extend yep. this out a little bit.
Especially
and
for
give,
the
like, mom some, you know, like some cantilever things. So
and,
we can
yeah,
look
and
into
extend
some
the
stuff.
Use. Right. We want those prime daytime hours to be used also as a refuge.
This one does actually get a little more shade than you think because at certain times of the day, that water tower gives us some good shade. But it has to be the right time. So let's go through. Okay, so some extra benches and some things like that over in the play area. So when moms are over there with their kids, they can have, you know, kind of be over in that area. Resurface that basketball, kind of like the pickleball and like the basketball that's at John L. Tompkins. Give it a nice surface and it'll make it more appealing.
Okay.
Additional benches and ADA picnic tables. There's some ADA picnic tables at John L. Tompkins where you can pull a wheelchair up. So they're the hexagon ones where you can pull up in there. So those are kind of neat. So those are just a couple of the features that we're looking into. like I said, we're going to just utilize the grant for this part that we own. Here's a picture that Kathy has come, that has found, and we are working with this manufacturer to kind of do our space theme. There it is on our actual site, so that would actually fit. But they've come up with a little bit different one. This is the new one that she got me, this picture and a pricing and things on that just this morning. So that's kind of a cool looking thing too. It's pretty pricey, so we're gonna have to do a little fandangling to make sure we can do, but there's...
What's the cost, or what is the cost of that?
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it, and he said that they could handle it, I don't like that slide. It's too hot here, and that's too long for if a kid got caught in the top and nobody noticed it. You know,
I wondered about that.
It's 30 feet high, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to take
of it.
They're going to take that out and give us a smaller slide like the ones we have that aren't quite as dangerous. To me, that's very dangerous down here in that heat environment, yeah. And it'll be less expensive.
Hmm. Yeah, it's
right now the quote the quote for this one and some signage. An installation was $272,000.
I need to make those things.
I'm just going to get some wood and come out there.
Can we just go get a rocket? How much is that?
I know where there's one in front of a candy shop. But I bet
they get so good on that. Does anybody have a price on that sucker?
Really excited that, you know, there are some things that are space themed, and Kathy's really been diligent about like calling these park reps and staying on them, and I'm sure once we get kind of really close to the phase of picking some stuff, we can find some things that will work. The one thing that's always our issue, and Kathy's figured this out with the playground reps, is there's so many stipulations for that tiny, I mean, it seems like a large space, but it's a small space when you put a big structure there because they have to have so much clearance and so much, and the other thing we need to look into, because whatever we put as the ground cover underneath this, the fall factor and things.
Yeah,
for that.
That's why I like that pour in place, because mm-hmm. it's automatically where there's a landing
rated.
Zone for a kid or where a kid could fall off, they automatically boost it up.
Compensate, you know, for that to, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, buffer it, right? The
yeah,
fall
it's,
zone.
It's automatically got that in there, so you don't have step ups or anything like that. And they kind of, you know, paint it like the Mars and moon and stuff.
Yeah.
This may seem a little facetious, but wouldn't a parent miss their child if their child went missing in the slide? I mean, I would miss my child if my child went missing.
There's some kids down there without their parents, trust me.
And there's also vagrants.
It just seems like that's a long way to be so hot. But it would be hot.
Traveling down it.
Yes.
He agreed, and he's taking that off, and the slide will go in about halfway up that. And
yeah, because kids would climb the outside of that too. I'm guilty of doing it. I'm sorry. I've climbed our slide. You know what I mean? Then 30 feet up, if you get to the top of that thing,
yeah,
that's broken stuff.
Natural selection? I'm kidding.
Hey, it's real. It's real.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I've broken rib. Oh, that hurt.
These are just, you know, these are just a couple of ideas. I mean, Kathy's really been working hard, and
awesome.
Travis, we've been looking at some different ideas to try to get that space theme in there. We still have the playground structure that was from the last time that would fit in that spot, and it's a little shorter. It's kind of space themed, not quite as much as we'd wanted. So, you know, we have some options, and that's some things that we can work with.
I have a question. We had talked about the I forget the term for it, edutainment or infotainment or whatever the aspect of was where they're getting an education off the back
wall
or the fence. Yeah. Is part of that built into the budget?
No, not on this.
Okay.
This is strictly that deal. Well,
that would be develop it later and like, oh, this is the data we want in here. This is the information we want to convey. These are the pictures.
Right.
And then we'll move forward with that
and
part.
I'm still working with SpaceX to see if they – can't do that part for us.
Design
so it'd be nice. You know, that would give us the answers and everything.
Cool.
But they keep blowing up rockets, so
they have other fish to fry.
Other priorities.
Yeah. Putting out fires. Literally.
Things that Texas Parks and Wildlife did say is that, like, the signage and things like that is not something that they pay for in the grant.
Okay.
So that would be something that we could
one
off on the side. So we could, once we get the park situated, then we could come back with some of that stuff and maybe work with somebody like Toucan Graphics or something like that to work on some stuff like that.
Cool.
Here we go. I think I mentioned this already. It's a 50-50 match, so it would be $150,000 from the city. And so we need to get the city council to back that up. They did last year, so they're very supportive of the parks most of the time. So we'll see what happens. And it's so the total project, I mean, it could be over, but the match would have to be, it would be around $300,000 project.
And you need us to move to accept the recommendations?
Recommend to city council to move forward with the Water Tower Park.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Any more discussion at all? All in favor?
Aye.
And so just so you know, I do have it on the parks. I mean, I have it on the city council agenda for the...
7-2.
On the 7-2, I have, it's the proclamation, not the proclamation, we have that on there too. It's the resolution. I'm sorry. My brain was like, boom, 3 o'clock must not be a good time for me. So a resolution, and then there's an agreement that is signed by the city, and so both of those are on city council if they approve to move forward with the grant process. We really do try to apply for a Texas Parks and Wildlife grant every year, mm-hmm. and this is the one that we have that's the most shovel-ready, and that's the kind of projects that have a better opportunity of getting funding. Okay, so tell me who made the motion, and okay, Susan?
Kathy.
And Kathy, okay, great.
Approved, and then I guess we're moving on to 4.6. Okay. Discussion and possible action to award the yard landscape of the month for June.
Okie doke, all right. So this is Laurie's item.
And I think that I should thank whoever else took other pictures because it wasn't just me this month. And so
hey, I've sent in pictures twice and they've never shown up. I don't
know. Hingham.
How are you not getting it?
I don't know. It's like...
So this is 32.17 Gulf Boulevard, 111 East Lantana, 223 West Gardenia, 128 East Kingfish, 113 East Atoll, and that our businesses are SBI Rentals, our SBI Sessions, B&S Kites, and Isla Enrica.
And your winners are, whoops.
Yeah. 3217 Gulf Boulevard. It's so luscious. It feels kind of like Hawaii standing outside that house.
And
congrats.
FBI Sessions.
Congrats.
And you can't see it in this picture, but they have done amazing things to their backyard as well. So when you're on the bayside coming in with your boat or kayaking or something, they've done a really beautiful job landscaping their backside.
It was an empty lot with ant piles when they got it.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It does. And
see the swings? They're swinging. Yeah, he puts three swings in
it. It's awesome. Yeah. It really is. She's done an amazing job with it. So
awesome.
And there's still the original hood from Ted's in there.
Yeah.
Hidden.
Oh, that's wild.
So eventually someone will cook in there again.
That's awesome.
Right?
Okay, so...
Motion and a second.
We do need a motion on the...
I'll make a motion to approve these selected properties.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And thank you for doing the businesses because,
yes.
I think it's really nice to recognize these people because, you know, there are some businesses out there that really aren't looking that great. So I think it is really nice to recognize the people. And it's I know there's a couple of citizens that are really working on their yards right now, and I keep telling them they can self-submit. And she said, I'm not ready yet. I want it to be perfect.
Well, if necessary, you can always let us know. We'll go by and get pictures.
Right.
You have to take life and limb, by the way, to get to the McDonald's one. The McDonald's one. You have to park on one side of the road to try to get it in. You got cars going by you like crazy.
Landscaping, too.
Yes,
I mean, it really is.
Very good landscaping. But it just sometimes, I mean, most of these, fortunately, you don't have to stand in the middle of Padre Boulevard to get a picture of it.
I need to do a yearly thing where we have a running list of who's won because Laurie likes to pick the same ones.
That happens to me sometimes. Yeah, we definitely need a because they
calendar. Sell a calendar.
Well, they're so pretty.
Yeah.
And you see them again and again, and they just keep them up so well. And so
what's the process for possibly making the business one a quarterly, if I want to submit that for an agenda item? Because we were I wish I would have saved a couple of those for next month, but
we could just do that. I mean, it's just whenever you submit them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's whenever you feel like there's some that are, that you don't have to do it every month.
We don't have to do it every month. Oh, okay.
We haven't.
Then we do it. When there's no submissions in the category, okay. Then we don't, yeah.
Cool.
If you feel like there's somebody that needs to be recognized, then submit them. And if not, we can do it, you know, whenever you guys think.
Okay, so now we're moving on to agenda item 4.7, update and discussion regarding the 2025 4th of July walking beach parade. And before Debbie starts talking, I want all of y'all to show up to give away things and walk with these kids and eat watermelon.
Okay.
It's always a fun event, and it's going to be on Friday morning, so I really feel like it's going to be. I actually went back and ordered double of everything, yeah. Because I just, when it came into my office, I was like, I don't think we have enough. So, you know, being the start of a weekend, I think we're going to have a lot of people show up. So it is on the 4th of July. It starts at Beach Access 8. We'll have giveaways and the lineup there at the front. The mayor is already committed. He's going to be there to give the welcome. We've got Leslie is going to sing the national anthem for us. And we'll just do a nice little walk down to Beach Access 4 where we'll have watermelon. And so I always like to put some stuff out and show you the pictures of it because it's fun. And anybody that wants to come and help us, you know, hand out stuff at the front, the Beach Access 8, we've got flags and bandanas and little hat thingies and fun. You know, just kind of some festive stuff, lots of flags and things like that, just to kind of really kick off your holiday and make it festive.
Well, and so, if you haven't done it yet, too, Debbie, I'd like to point out that people that aren't even aware that it's happening, that are sitting on the beach, they love it. They stand up, they get involved, they love seeing the pets out there and wave. They
love getting a flag.
Exactly. It really is something that brings the community together and shows our visitors that, you know, we are proud of our country and that we're proud to be here.
We've already had the beach park. It usually has those flags at the beginning, and they've committed to being there at the beginning. Then we have the Friends of the Animal Rescue that usually bring the pups out there, all festive. And Sea Turtle Inc. has already said that they're going to be there. So it's just kind of a fun little beach walk. It's nothing like the Christmas parade, but it is a really neat thing that only we can do because it's a walk on the beach.
My dog just loves it.
So here's some examples of the giveaways, the sunglasses and flags and fun stuff. I usually have some dog bones for the doggies, and I just saw those to make me think I need to go buy those. It starts at 9 o'clock. We're going to start doing the giveaways at 9 o'clock. We usually start off the walk at 9:30, but that's sometimes keeping people rounded up. We're just going to start giving the giveaways at 9 o'clock, and then when we're ready to walk, we're going to walk.
Good, because at that hour, 9 to 9:30 is a long
time
to stand around in that hot.
Yeah, so that's why we left it at 9 o'clock. We'll start doing the giveaways, and then we'll see what happens from there. People line up, very festive, and there's a lot of people that are down there. The neat thing about between Beach Access 8 and 4 is there's quite a few of the large condos. So then there's Patrick, our mayor, comes and usually rides around. Good. No, it's your fun. And then there's the beach park. We've got Friends of the Animal, lots of fun families. It's
Life
just
guards.
It's just a Parts great time, day. Yes. Little families. There's our police and beach rescue and watermelon, shoreline department, code enforcement. Public Works helps with the cutting of the watermelon. So we really get all the departments out there. It's kind of a fun thing for them as well because they're working on the holiday, but they get to come out there and see all the people and go to the beach. CVB comes out there with us as well, so. Watermelon at Beach Access 4. And I do have a funny story about this. You know, we'll put this cute pictures of these kids on the Facebook after the fact, and people will go, I didn't know about that. And they see it on the same place that I advertised it.
Are there any signs when you come over the bridge or in the median anywhere?
Yeah, the actual banner that's in the median now is it's like one of the better banners we've ever had. CVB helped me with the flyer this year and that banner.
Nice.
And it is the second one. And I wish I had a picture of it, but it looks just like that.
Oh, sweet.
But it's spread out, and it is, it's right there as you, in the, where they have the median banners.
And we have flyers, too. Where are those available? Do you know?
We can print some out.
Yeah.
I've got them posted. A lot of people have shared it on Facebook.
Yeah, I want to take them to the condo complexes so that guests know, because for sure, they're right. A lot of people don't pay attention. I missed the banner coming in. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's super bright and beautiful.
Yeah, I know. You just we're immune to it.
Yeah, right.
I don't look anymore.
Your dogs.
Ouch.
I think it was your dog in there.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Right. Whoop, hold on.
No, that shirt's hilarious.
That's your dog, right?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. Kind of, yeah. Okay, well, I'll have to make sure. I do have a picture of you and your dog, and I just discussed it. Didn't
Care Bear always dresses up. My dog tried to take an arm off a Girl Scout, so she won't be back.
We always participate. Well, if we're here.
There you go. Well, I just wanted to show y'all some fun pictures. It's next Friday morning at 9 o'clock, so come on out. You can come to Beach Access 4 and help with the watermelon. You can come to Beach Access 8 and help with the giveaways and walk with us. I've got some beach balls and some fun things to throw around, and we had the bubbles last year. That was a big hit. So I had a bubble machine thing, so we'll look forward to everybody coming.
It's lots of fun.
So, now?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is accepted. Adjourn.
Thank you.
My rib, I gotta stop laughing.